Jackie Ann Wilson from Hosier, from the self-titled album Hosier. One of three up for review this evening. John Maher and Adele Coffey have also been listening to Cyril from Aphex Twin and Popular Problems from Leonard Cohen, latest offering from Mr. Cohen. We'll start with the Hosier, since that's the track that we've just listened to there, called Jackie and Wilson. Adele, for those who've been living under a stone for the past while, just to remind us of how meteoric a rise it has been for Hosier from the, I suppose, from the first appearance of that video and the song Take Me to Church.
Yeah, I mean, those four words, Take Me to Church, I think they only mean one thing now, and that is his most famous song, which was the start of everything for him. It went viral, it resulted in a big record deal with Island Records, and it led to the recording of this album with a very big producer who's worked with U2 and Depeche Mode. It's Rob Kier. And so it's all been pretty meteoric for a guy who comes from Bray and was basically uploading his song to the internet a year ago, just over a year ago.
What is it about the way he writes songs, or is that has led to that meteoric rise, John? Or is it the content? Is it what he's writing about in the songs?
Well, I think the chief constituent is the voice. He's got an extraordinary soulful vocal, which does not match the image, which is scrawny Wicklow guy with luxuriant hair. Really, when you listen to this album, you don't think of that image at all. And he is a fine songwriter, though, certainly rooted in the classic tradition.
Very old-fashioned and traditional, in a very good way.
In a good way. I mean, it doesn't feel slavish, I don't think, to the past. And Take Me to Church, when I first heard it, I thought, wow, that's kind of special. Then the problem is you hear it so often, it loses its colour and impact. But I think happily, there are other songs on this album that make you think he isn't just a one-track pony.
So what is he doing? I mean, is there a gospel feel on this? Or are they either pro or anti-religion vibe? What's the feel on the album itself,
Adele?
A bit
of a gospel feel, but actually it's kind of, there's a big mix there. There's, you know, that old-fashioned blues vibe that I think harks back to things like Van Morrison and Rory Gallagher. There is like an Irish blues sort of influence there. But then there's also, I got a kind of a reggae vibe from some of the songs. And then there's also the kind of contemporary rock stuff. He reminds me a lot of the band the Black Keys, who would have a lot of that sort of scuzzy blues influence as well. But he's just got that nice, I like his traditional songwriting. I like the fact that he uses metaphor and similes, and it's just that kind of nice illusion as well. And there's lots of sort of sexier themes than you might think. Like he writes a lot about it, like sex and a lot about love as well, in a really nice, tender way.
Yeah, he was in with us for a session in August 2013 before he ever went viral. He was here and there was that honesty, that straightforward, here, I'm going to sing a song about something I've written about that I care
from
about.
From the heart.
What the song that we just listened to there, Jackie and Wilson?
Well, that's an homage to, of course, to Jackie Wilson, the soul legend who died in 1984 after a very long illness. And he is indebted to people like that, there's no question. But I like the fact that he plays homage to him in a quirky, clever kind of way. That lovely line, "We'll name our children Jackie and Wilson and raise them on rhythm and blues." I quite like that. I have to say the album starts really well, but does peter out quite badly for me as it goes on. I think it would have been better had he been a bit more judicious with the editing button.
All right. Yeah, so you could have done with one or two less of the 13 tracks
for
that are
sure
on there. Stars out of five for Hosier's self-titled debut album, John Maher.
3.5 for me.
And Adele Coffey.
And I was trying to decide between 3.5 and 4. And I think John is right. I'm going to go with 3.5.
All right. That's our first album this evening, Hosier from Hosier. Moving on then to album number two, Popular Problems. 13th studio album from Leonard Cohen. Old Ideas came out in 2012. All about mortality. He spoke about a lot about religion, his battle with depression. What are the popular problems that he's talking about or singing about on this album, Adele, would you say?
Well, there's plenty of that still there now, Sean. It's just in a much more upbeat, sort of jaunty manner. This compared to that Old Ideas, that seemed like the sort of album that, you know, were he to die the day after that was released, everybody would agree that this was the best elegy that he could have had for his career. Thankfully, he did not. And his voice is getting stronger and more gravelly. And he sounds like Tom Waits almost in a lot of these. But he's talking with us again. His humour has come back. He always had that mordant humour. Mm-hmm. But it's really, really quite strong here. It's very dark and very funny. And he seems to have got a sense of humour back, which was, it was all very serious on the last album. Very serious. And with this now, he's having a bit of fun.
Yeah, well, I think this track will really show that. Samson in New Orleans. So take a biblical character and put him into New Orleans, and this is what you get. I'm not sure how you would describe what Leonard Cohen is doing with his voice in that song, which is fairly typical of what he does on the album, John, there.
It very much is, and it reminds me of those Irish shows, and there have been several of them over the past number of years, where that voice, just like that, really aging beautifully, particularly when he takes his old songs and reworks them in that way. On this album, a lot of it feels like he's doing a spoken worded thing rather than singing.
And that's one of the most sung songs on the album.
It is, actually. And to be blunt, some people will find that a drawback.
I'm going to jump in here and say that I really like that aspect. And I think that Leonard Cohen uses music almost just like a metronome, as this kind of little hammock to put his poetry in, just to make it more accessible to people who don't like poetry. I think that's what he does.
Would you accept, though, that the pace of the album is entirely more or less at the pace of that song that we've just heard, or that poem that we've just been listening to?
But
let me finish the point. Then when the backing singers come in, he speeds it up for the chorus, and then it slowed right back down, and I'll talk again.
As he says in the opening track, Sean, I like it slow. But he does. There's quite the jaunty vibe there as well, which, as I said, it adds a bit of fun, it adds a bit of humour. But, you know, it's Leonard Cohen. I think people know what to expect.
And there is a great sense of humour and optimism in this album, which is impressive for a man facing his 80th birthday.
Yeah, this week.
But you look at his body of work, and I'm just thankful that he hasn't gone totally left field like he did in the 80s when he embraced synthesizers. And it's hard to listen to some of those admittedly great songs now in that vein and think, actually, that was a route that you shouldn't have gone down. The sparseness does suit the voice the way it's become,
yeah,
I think
so too.
All right. Stars out of 5 very quickly for Leonard Cohen.
3 for me, because it is very samey.
And from you, Adele?
5 out of 5 because it's very samey.
Great point. OK, let us listen to a little bit of Aphex Twin, which is the third and final album which we're speaking about this evening. Sir Clonta, I believe it is, 14 from the Cyro, the latest album from Aphex Twin. And that's the only track name that I can probably say on the album, because the others are unreadable and unsayable. How long is it since we've had an album from Aphex Twin?
It has been 13 years, 2001, since the last one. Richard D. James was a very significant figure in left field electronica in the 1990s, but he has been on a very long hiatus. I mean, people talk about 5 years between U2 albums. 13 years is a proper hiatus, but he's back with something that is very much Aphex Twin. Nobody else is making music like this.
If nobody else is making music like this, and it's taken him, whatever, 13 years to go there, is it something different, or is it just a better version of it that was there before? What is it exactly, Adele?
It's kind of the same version of what was there before, really.
And is that a problem?
Well, I think for fans, it's not a problem. But like for me, Aphex Twin has always been the stuff of nightmares. It's like, it's the aural equivalent of a horror film, and it's always made me very uncomfortable, and for that reason I do find it very compelling, and I think it has some merit on that basis. And there was always sort of eerie melodies as well, and they're sadly lacking on this album. I found there's some, the last quarter of the album, because it is one long giant song, the last quarter is the best for me, and there's some really solitary sad piano moments towards the very end. But yeah, he has been doing stuff under other names, like, you know, so
this is Richard D. James, yeah.
Yeah, so he has been doing stuff, but like as Aphex Twin, he hasn't done anything. And this is like almost a preservative or a preserved version of Aphex Twin, I think, that has been.
I must say, I think it's hugely inventive and brave and kind of nutty and not particularly easy to listen to.
No.
But there are moments where you think this is incredibly special. nobody has the guts to do something as mad as this. And the song titles are like somebody went crazy.
Let me give one of them a keyboard. One of the song titles is S950FX16WASR10.
Makes perfect sense to me.
And that's one of the easier
it's my
ones.
My favourite one.
Was it worth the wait and stars out of five for FX Twin Cyril from you, Adele?
I think fans will be delighted with it. And 3.5 out of 5 from me.
And from you, John.
I am delighted with this. I think it is special. 4 out of 5.
All right. That's Cyril from FX Twin, Hosier from Hosier, and Popular Problems from Leonard Cohen, all out tomorrow.